All right, for those of you that know, this is the Let's Get Stupid music. I've got a Let's Get Stupid, Joe.
Exciting. What do we got?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
So, here it is. Actually, I have two. One of them is Call the Cowboys because Micah Parsons was just named the 36th best player in the NFL Top 100.
By low?
Called Jerry Jones. I'm like, hey, he's only 36, man.
You're trading the 36th best player in the league. It's nothing.
Get him out of there. No, that's not it.
Let's get stupid that the NFL Top 100 list is still going.
What did I tell you, right? Two a day.
I forgot about it.
What a horrible mistake. They used to own the list season, and they just gave it up. Anyway.
Yeah.
I searched the definition of a certain phrase.
Okay.
The phrase in negotiation being anchoring. So negotiation anchoring. I'm reading from a definition here that I found online, and you know you'll know what I'm getting at pretty soon. Negotiation anchoring refers to the psychological phenomenon where the first number mentioned in a negotiation heavily influences subsequent discussions and the final agreement. It's a cognitive bias where people give undue weight to the initial figure, even if it's unreasonable or arbitrary, and adjust their offers or expectations around it. Mm-hmm. So, here's where Let's Get Stupid comes in. What am I getting at? I'm getting at James Cook tweeting $15
million. Is your Let's Get Stupid going to be that James Cook made a mistake by tweeting out $15 million and not $20
million? No. My Let's Get Stupid is that the best thing that ever happened to the Bills was James Cook tweeting out $15 million. Because it makes it look like they did great.
Well, it's kind of
even if he didn't want $15 million. That's just one take. The Let's Get Stupid is this. If you're pretty close all along, let's say the Bills and Osiris Torrance are close. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey, we got an extension. We're looking at like $18 million, man. You know? Would you do us a favor? Would you tweet out $25 million? Just go ahead and tweet that out. And then we'll sign the deal that we both like, and just do us a favor. It'll look better if people think you want this crazy arbitrary number that is not realistic. Just saying, let's get stupid by throwing the big number when the lesser number comes in. That also happens. That also happens, by the way, on every single contract now in the NFL where it's 5 years, $50 million. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, that's a good deal. 24 hours later, actually, guys, it's more like 4 years, $30 million. Oh, that's great. The deal never, ever goes up. Every NFL conversation about contracts, it's signed, and then the real money comes down a bit, and the cognitive effect is to think every deal is better than reported. So let's get stupid. Just tell your players to tweet out big numbers and sign them for the regular number, and everybody will think you're smart.
Well, let me go into it. Let me go a little bit deeper even. All right, I'm Osiris Torrance, and you say, hey, do you want to tweet out $25 million to make it look how much you're willing to give me for it?
Yeah. I'll give you an extra $500,000 just to claim you want $25.
I'm thinking like $2 million, though. You're going to throw an extra $2 million on my deal, and then I will tweet out the $25
million. All right, let's get stupider.
Now we have a separate negotiation about how much it's worth for you to get the credit that you won the negotiation.
Perfect. You're on my level. Diana Rossini has just tweeted that the Bills and Osiris Torrance can't come to an agreement on the amount he should tweet for his big ask, and they're negotiating. The negotiation anchoring number he's going to throw. That $15 million went around the world 350 times.
It did.
Should never have been treated as a real thing. But it kind of, again, like if you're Cook and you just wanted what he got, pretty close to what he got, what you do is you put the big number first.
Really, you could argue he made a mistake. I think he should have tweeted 20. You're saying it made the Bills look great. Like you're saying that it was beneficial to the Bills for him to do that, which I think.
But only in review. If he tweets 20, they look even better.
Well,
they look even better.
If he tweets 20, maybe they think 15 isn't that bad. Maybe they think, hey, this is what I wonder. Would they have been willing to give him $15 million if he hadn't tweeted out $15 million? Because he tweets out $15 million, and if they see that and go, well, wait a minute, if we give him what we were ready to give him, it makes it look like Well, we just caved. We just gave him exactly what he wanted.
You could make any case that the first anchor isn't far enough out there.
That's what I mean.
Let's apply it to something we can find relatable that's not, you know, tens of millions of dollars. You want a player on my fantasy football team. You come at me with an offer of a second round pick. And I write back, that's laughable. And then I counter, you have accomplished what you wanted, right? You just wanted to get started on what the deal is, and now we go from there. And whether it's making a big offer, I'll give you four firsts and this, or I'll ask you, right? You want to trade for Josh Allen in a league, and I say, it'll be three firsts. You immediately come back with, what about two firsts and this player? And we're off and running, and even though I didn't expect to get the three firsts, I have established in our negotiation that it's going to take a lot. That's why every one of these trade rumors, the Steelers would command a first and a third. Uh-huh, sure you would. And then what do they always go for? A second?
Right, but that's what I mean. If they started a second, they're probably not getting a second.
Right.
That's why
negotiation, Cook. Anchoring, Cook.
Like maybe
I guess you want to say he should go bigger, you could try to. You could make that case.
Because I don't know that 15 was that absurd. Like, I don't think he was worth that. I mean, they ended up $3 million lower. I think it's more appropriate. But I don't think 15 was nuts.
I think 15 was nuts.
20 is nuts. 20, by the way, is still not even you're the highest paid running back in football.
I think 15 was always nuts. Always. I think 15 was, I play 50% of the snaps. And I want to be paid the third highest paid back in the league. And I think he and his agent probably knew it was nuts. But what they did was they put that anchor out there. And again, it's not just the cognitive effect or the cognitive bias on the people that are evaluating the deal, but on the Bills too. Like if the Bills wanted to pay 8 and Cook wanted 10, he should ask for 15. It's not always split in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you can do to bring them up further. And if they feel great, They're so happy about that they gave him a little more than they actually were planning for. Every dollar squeezed out when you're negotiating like that is a win. You could do this for contracts like this. You could do this on these tariffs. 50%. Oh, actually, it's negotiated down to 20. Oh, what a win. All right, we did great. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it's still an increase. So, you know, the negotiation side of it, it did serve the Bills well, and it might have served Cook well to put it that high because now 10.5, 11.5, whatever the real number is, everyone's thinking like, oh, wow, look at this. They did great. They didn't pay him 15. Well, yeah, that was just a tool the entire time. So let's get stupid. Have your players tweet out a crazy number. Osiris Torrance, 30 mil.
30.
Tweet out 30 mil. Osiris Torrance just tweet out hashtag reset the guard market.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Not even that, just highest paid guard. Highest paid guard in the NFL.
I'm telling you.
We do it with quarterbacks. We don't do it with the other positions, though, I guess. Like, quarterback, it's not. This would be like, I guess, James Cook maybe would look ridiculous by saying this. If he had gone on some podcast and said, I want to make running back like quarterback. I'm not saying I'm the best running back in football, but how come at that position you don't have to be the best? It's just, oh, it's your turn. You're getting paid. But in my position, I'm not asking for 50. I just want it. It's my turn. I'm not saying I'm better than McCaffrey, but
that answer,
McCaffrey got paid 5 years ago. Now it's my turn. Let's make it like quarterback.
That answer is because quarterback is so irreplaceable.
And it rises all the time. And running back doesn't rise.
Even if you've got Derek Carr, even if you've got whatever, CJ Stroud is up for his deal. Your alternative is a massive drop-off as opposed to just like, you'd never say, I'd just throw the other guy in there.
Well, I wonder, though, if there will be another position like that. I don't think there is one, right? Quarterback is the only one where it has nothing to do with whether you're the best. It's just, is it your turn? Yep. And there's not another position like that, right? Like, receiver's not like that.
No, it gets close. You have to be one of the best to get to the top. A quarterback, we can know you're not the best, but you're due.
Like right.
Kyler Murray's big contract and all that, yeah.
Yeah, defensive end's not like Danielle Hunter isn't number one in the league in salary just because it was his turn.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. To join us, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.